Nashville voters go back to the polls today as early voting begins in Metro's general election. It features the race for mayor. In recent weeks, there have been more than a dozen forums and debates and a steady drip of endorsements. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez is here to make sense of the daily developments and share insights into how the candidates have been positioning themselves. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Jason.
So you've been interviewing the leading candidates for mayor as well as following them on social media. You've watched them on stage together. What really stands out to you?
Yeah, I think there are some interesting broader trends or maybe themes in this election. First, the entire contest feels a lot more subdued than 4 years ago. There's been a lot less spending by the campaigns, fewer forums, actually, and the TV ads started a lot later. That said, there has been some negativity, some sniping between the candidates, especially on stage. I haven't seen an attack ad, but on stage there have been some battles. It's also not as clear to me as in other years what advantage the current mayor, David Brierley, has as the incumbent. He hasn't been in office as long as some incumbents, and the other candidates are basically critiquing every decision that he makes. I have seen Brierley fighting back by being really specific about what he has done in office. He's not doing as much of what the other candidates are doing, which is talking a lot about what they would do if elected.
Well, about the negative tone you mentioned, who's really been on the attack?
Yeah, so broadly speaking, the attacks are going toward Brierley. That's not a surprise. When he makes an announcement about the city, everyone else reacts. I think leading that charge has been John Ray Clemens. He's a state representative. He's been harping on Brierley with online statements on Twitter since at least May. He's also not been afraid to get into it with Brierley on stage. He critiqued the mayor's role during a state legislative battle this year about school vouchers.
What was most disappointing in the entire debate for 4 months in the state legislature, the mayor said not one word, did nothing to help us fight vouchers.
Now, Brierley strongly disputes that account. And he himself has gone on the offensive. One night, Brierley was critiquing Councilman John Cooper and his role in Metro finances. And several times, I've heard Brierley try to undercut all the challengers as being uninformed about Metro.
Until you get around Metro, until you've been around a little while, you don't realize you might be stepping in a hole.
And Brierley also reminds the others when they suggest ideas that he's already doing.
Well, you pointed out on Twitter after one debate that Councilman Cooper had stayed out of some of the more intense arguing. So how is he approaching the race?
I've heard Cooper becoming less wonky, which he has a reputation for being. He's been trying to stay on message with this mantra of Nashville for everyone.
This is everyone's Nashville. And if we get the money right, our future will be unlimited. But we have to get the money right. We have to get the money headed to the right place.
And another dynamic is Cooper trying to distance himself from Brierley. He's doing this mostly by talking about all of the no votes that he cast on Metro Council. He voted against some economic incentive deals. He fought the transit referendum and also was critical of the soccer stadium deal.
Well, where does Carol Swain fit in? She's the retired professor from Vanderbilt. She finished second to Brierley in last year's special election.
Yeah, so Swain definitely stands apart. She describes herself as a Republican and a conservative, and she has kept up a pretty straightforward conservative drumbeat. She says that Metro cannot be trusted with taxpayer money.
Nashville does not have a revenue problem. It's a spending problem. And so I believe as mayor that I can cut the waste. I can order the forensic audits that need to be done.
She has proudly staked herself as the outsider. She lumps all the other candidates together as insiders, saying that they are elected officials who already had their chance to improve the city.
So who's really been most effective during this time? Is there any evidence that we have about the viability of these candidates?
Well, I'm not going to get close to guessing what will happen on Election Day, other than to say that I think a runoff appears likely. The four candidates have their followings. So it could be hard for any one of them to break 50% of the vote. That's what they would need to win outright.
Well, so last question here. When it comes to endorsements, how is that shaken out with the candidates?
First off, I have not seen a local organization that has endorsed Carol Swain. John Ray Clemens is probably leading with the most. He has several unions, including the Teachers Union, the Bus Drivers Union, who have endorsed him. John Cooper has some prominent ones, including the Fraternal Order of Police, the Nashville Neighborhoods Coalition. Mayor David Brierley has endorsements from a couple of business groups, as well as some noteworthy individuals like former Governor Phil Bredesen.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Jason.
You can check out all of our coverage of the mayor's race at WPLN.org/mayor2019. Early voting starts today and runs through the next week only at the Howard Office Building before expanding to more locations.